While fire crews managed to save the town of Gracemere from destruction, authorities are warning that the danger isn't over yet. Heatwave conditions are at levels never seen before in Queensland and are expected to continue into next week, meaning the fire threat lingers for many areas. Our reporter George Roberts joins me now. George, what are conditions like now?
Well, Rachel, there's still a severe bushfire threat for many parts of the state, with more than 100 fires burning. Conditions have eased this morning or today, but they're expected to flare up again. So those hot winds expected to pick up this afternoon, and temperatures expected to spike over the weekend or early into next week. So firefighters are still fighting these unpredictable, dangerous fires, some of which they're having to fight on multiple fronts because they're blowing in various directions and fanning out. And they're working in these hot, oppressive conditions that are unseasonably dry as well. The Weather Bureau's Bruce Gunn says that they've been smashing temperature records across the state.
There are too many records for me to memorise, but maybe the ones of note, three consecutive days above 40 degrees in Cairns. We've never seen that before. Six days, above 35 degrees at Mackay. We've never seen that before. Catastrophic fire weather conditions at Rockhampton. In the past record in Queensland, we've only found maybe a few minutes here or there in individual events. In Rockhampton, we had catastrophic conditions sustained for 3.5 hours.
Bruce Gunn, the Queensland manager of the Bureau of Meteorology. And George, in such unpredictable situations like these, how are authorities preparing?
Well, they're using the latest predictive modelling that was developed in Victoria, which is one of the most bushfire-prone places on the planet, and that's helped them preemptively evacuate places like Gracemere and Campwin Beach and places around those sorts of areas, and also helped them try to neutralise the threat of those fires by predicting where they might go. But they're certainly not relaxing yet. Some of these fires are still unpredictable. Some of them are moving in directions that, when the wind changes, then they change as well. And so they have to keep accounting for that and have to keep on trying to predict where they might go next. The Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says there's just no room for complacency with the extreme heat and fire threat set to continue into the next week.
Over the next 5 days, we are still going to be experiencing a heat wave across Queensland. And let me just reemphasise, what we experienced yesterday was off the charts. No one has ever recorded these kinds of conditions ever in the history of Queensland. We are still not out of the woods. There is still a long way to go. We still have severe heat conditions across our state.
The Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk there. And Rachel, so it's expected to at least have those hot and dangerous conditions until at least Tuesday next week.
Reporter George Roberts in Queensland.